King of the Cloud Forests, written and read by Michael Morpurgo. Chapter 1. I am called Ashley Anderson. Ashley after my mother's father, so I was told, and Anderson after my father, of course, whom I remember so well that I only have to close my eyes to have him standing before me. He was an American by birth, from New England, who grew up with one single-minded and determined ambition, to go to China and spread the word of God. Some people run away to sea or join the army. My father ran away to become a missionary when he was 15. By then he was already an imposing figure, over 6 feet tall and broad with it, and able to pass himself off as a 20-year-old to the missionary society, who were only too anxious to have someone of his youth and enthusiasm. By the time he was nearly 20, he was establishing his own mission outside the town of Ping Tin Chau. With his own hands he built a chapel and hospital compound, and within a few years had become so successful that he had to send for help. There were just too many people flooding into the mission, mostly for treatment and medicine, and not for God. But as my father often said, how you bring a man to God is unimportant, just so long as he comes. It was only a few yards from the hospital to the chapel, and all the patients had to come to chapel in the morning if they did not wish to incur my father's anger, and no one ever wanted to do that. He stood fully a foot higher than everyone else, and with his thunderous voice and obvious physical strength, was not a person to tangle with. He was feared, respected, and even worshipped by the congregation to whom he had devoted his life. I never once heard him preach a sermon to them. He always...